Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right, it's Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're here to talk some rodeo with you. We're going to take your call. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We're going to put it together. We got a long show in store for you tonight. We got a lot to talk about. Just to let you all know that we are also on the Blog Talk chat room. If you want to stop over there and say hey to us or leave us a comment, maybe we can get it on the air for you. We're also on Yahoo under Making Eight Radio. If you have a Yahoo Messenger, want to pop over and say hello to us, you can click on over Making Eight Radio and talk to us. Just add us right there. We'll be happy to add you as a friend. But sliding down, rodeo fans, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got the PBR, they are in full swing. We've got the CBR action. We've got some PRCA action. And we want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. So if you've got rodeos or you want to talk a little bit of rodeos in your area, feel free to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. And for you fans out there listening, it does not necessarily, we don't have to stick on the bull riding topic. It's one of the easiest things to talk about because it's one of the most popular. But, we also want to hear about the barrel racing. We want to hear about the roping and so on. So, anything rodeo, if you guys have events going on in your area, things like that, jump on over, get on the horn and give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take a short break, rodeo fans. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about PBR action. They've got a lot of stuff that's been happening this week, so y'all stay tuned. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
Yeah, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
I'm ready. You know you work all week just to make a draw. Sometimes you can't ride them at all, but I'm booked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that shoe, can't stop thinking about all that looting of a road, loody cowboy, bordering on the insane. That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink the Big Mac, take a dime on the kill of fame. 30 to 50, just think of all I live through it, talk about it all on the road. The only cowboy, bordering on the insane. Cobwebs to think what's going on. Feel like all my circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, beer to now be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm a roadie cowboy rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dog on the field of fame. 30 to 50, just think of all I live through it. Talk about it all on the road. The only cowboy bordering on the insane. For the lady, the lady, horses ran around a big bucking range. Hey, I'm born someday to have fame. When he opened up that gate and that bull roared down like a runaway train. The old cowboy's bordering on his same. And that's why he eats cheeseburger, drinks six packs, take a dive on the kill thing. 32 bits to just take a fall. I live through it, but don't go about it all on the road. The old cowboy bordering on his same. Yeah, and eats cheeseburger, drinks six packs, take a dive on the kill thing. 32 bits and just think of almighty good. Talk about it all out the road. The old cowboy. Road. The old cowboy.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch talking some rodeo with you. You're ready to take your call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk any kind of rodeo action with you. We hope to have some callers calling in tonight, letting us know what's going on in their area as well. So we're going to slide on down, start up some rodeo action. We're going to talk a little bit about the PBR. Of course, they were just in Anaheim this past weekend. Saw a great event. Congratulations, obviously, to Cody Lostro. You know, it looked like he's back in his championship form, and great job for him. You know, one of the only ones to cover all four bulls at the event this weekend. And, you know, it's good to see him back in action. You know, he's definitely a world champ, and we all know why, because he can ride some bulls. And, yeah, you know, he started things off rough this season, but it looks like he's going to bounce back. You know, will he be strong enough to repeat as a champion? Not real sure. You know, that's what we want to talk about. If you think that, you know, Cody Lostro is going to repeat, you think he's going to ride consistently enough all season to be back in the championship form, then give us a call, 646-915-9940. Tell us what you think. But, you know, Anaheim was a great event. It was really fun to watch the first two rounds. They are going to cover the next two rounds, the second two rounds, actually, this weekend. They're going to be broadcasting on NBC. So check out PBRnow.com. You'll have the opportunity to sit down and watch them. They did make their cuts after that weekend, you know. Unfortunately for the five bull riders, Casey Hayes, Pete Farley, Rocky McDonald, Edna Caminas, and Brian Herman were all cut. Now, here's the thing. Rocky McDonald and Edna are able to still compete due to injuries and things like that because of their challenger points that they have. So they're still in the running. We will see them here in Tampa, I do believe. You know, Casey Hayes was one of the ones that kind of shocked me the most. Really kind of disappointing to see him. You know, he's a good bull rider, and I don't think it'll be too long, and he'll be back up in the Built for Tough standing. So, you know, look to see Casey bounce back. One of the surprising things that actually just came across the wire a little bit ago that I was able to see, Brian Herman decided that he was going to hang up bull riding for now. You know, fans, it's kind of a shock. We've seen Brian Herman around for quite some time. You know, he's ridden a long time in the PBR, and from the sounds of it, you know, it doesn't sound like he's really fully ready to walk away. Maybe he's got some other things going on that are affecting his riding, you know. Do you think that Brian is actually done? You think he's actually going to retire for good? You know, we want to hear your opinions on it, your thoughts on it. 646-915-9940. You know, Brendan Clark and Cord McCoy could be cut after this weekend. They're also still in it. You know, Zach Brown, who actually won the Tampa event, you know, last year, he's got two more events. He's got Tampa and one more to see if he's going to be cut. Bo Hill has three more events to find out if he can be cut. So, you know, I mean, these are a lot of things that are going on right now with the PBR making their first cuts of the season. You know, my question is, you know, how long is it going to take some of these guys to bounce back? Do you think they're going to bounce back fast enough, you know, to get them back into the finals in Vegas, you know, come October? Or, you know, do you think that a lot of them are going to struggle enough to be on? And do you actually think that five events, you know, is, you know, do you think that it's too often to make cuts? Maybe they should extend it a little bit more to 10 events, you know, to give some of these guys an opportunity. You know, these first five events went by real fast. So tell us what you think. I mean, we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what your opinions are on it. This gives you an opportunity to kind of chime in there and let us know what you think about some of the things that are going on in rodeo. You know, like I said, if you got rodeos in your area, want to sit back and talk about those, we'll be happy to take your call, 646-915-9940. You can also send us a message over on our chat page through Blog Talk Radio if you want to jump on over and say hey or leave a comment on there. We'll be happy to try to get it up for you. Have to bear with us, though. We're kind of multitasking here, running our switchboard, kind of bouncing back and forth, taking callers, answering emails, the whole bit. You know, we're also on Yahoo Messenger at Making 8 Radio. You can jump on over and add us there. We'll be happy to sit back and take your comments there. And, of course, we're always on the Facebook, so we'll be more than happy to take any of your messages there if you're with us on Facebook. So, and if you're not, get on over there. You know, pull up the search engine and find us. We also have it on the Making8.com page. You can click on over, and I believe we've got some links over there to it. You know, you can jump on and add us as a friend. We'd be happy to have you over there and sit back and talk some rodeo with you during the week as well. You know, Making 8's got a lot of things coming up. We've got the old Rolf Hill. You know, we've been talking about it for a long time, been trying to promote it a little bit. The Rolf Hill Hour is coming in action this Sunday night, rodeo fans, so you do not want to miss it. I'm almost a little nervous to see what Rolf has got in store. Who knows what that guy's got? You know, he's a hard guy to catch up with. We're going to see if we can't get him on the line here a little bit later on, see if we can't talk some rodeo with him, find out a little bit about his show. In the meantime, rodeo fans, we're going to slide down, take another short break. You're listening to Making8.com. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When she faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your track, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch. We're here to cut up with you, talk a little bit of rodeo. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. You know, we're talking a little bit about the Anaheim, PBR event that just happened last weekend. And, of course, Cody Lostro, winning, he actually won back-to-back. We won this event last year, so this is his second time winning it. Covering all four bulls, and of course, being a Florida guy, we definitely want to congratulate Caleb Sanderson for finishing fourth in the event, and he really had to make a good ride out there, otherwise he was at risk of being cut this week. So definitely want to send congratulations to him. That's a cowboy who knows how to get it done, and we look to see him on tour for quite some time here. I'm waiting for his first win. I think it's going to happen here this year. And definitely look forward to it. We're going to keep our keep our thoughts with him and definitely send him our best. Another one is Travis Briscoe. Finishing third, was able to move into first place in the overall standings in the Built Four Tough Series. And but he's really he's really not up by a whole lot. He was only able to gain 281 points. And that'll be made up pretty quick if JB can get it together. Now, he had a disappointing weekend. He's battling an injury and things like that. But, the guy made it 7 seconds on every one of his bulls. He was only within a second of being bucked off. So, as disappointing as it was, I really expect to see him back on top. I think it was just a matter of, unfortunate events for him. But, these guys are going to be back in Tampa, this coming week. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on in the show. One of the big things I wanted to get into, though, is was looking at the PBR website and checking out the final word from Ty Murray. And, there's been a lot of talk about it here recently with, some of the emotions that the Cowboys go through and, how some of them are caught on camera and Cowboys are upset because they got bucked off and JB being one of them, some of the Cowboys walk back behind the bucking chutes and they sling their rope down or they throw their helmet, My whole thing is this, we saw Casey Hayes last year, get fined take a penalty. You know, had to go to anger management for you know, throwing his face mask at the bull. Now, to do it out there in the middle of the arena, you know, very unprofessional. You got to throw a penalty marker for that. That's my opinion on it, you know. I like Casey Hayes. You know, he realizes what he did was something. He just got so wrapped up in the emotion, couldn't help himself. The opportunity was there. He slung that, you know. It's just one of those deals. When you get back behind the bucking chutes, you know, you're kind of in your world. Now, being somebody who actually rodeoed for a couple of years, you know, I know what it's like to get so frustrated. But when you walk behind those bucking chutes, whether fans can see you or not, that is still your time. You know, I understand that they want to market it right, but it's just like, you know, I mean, you've got Renato Nunez, you know, going out to jump off and do a backflip every time he covers the bull. Fans expect that, you know. I think fans don't mind, you know, seeing some of that emotion brought out back there. Hey, it gives them a little bit of personality. You know, you see guys go out there and they ride, they get excited, you know, they get bucked off, they get brought down. It's part of the game, you know, it's part of the sport. You got to let these guys do their thing. That's my opinion on it, but we want to hear from you. If you've got opinions on it, give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about it. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, has been in the talks recently, you know, about what they need to do. You know, you got guys like, you know, Sean Willingham and really all the Cowboys at some point or another, you know, they get out there and do a little break dance. They you know, they kind of move around. They, you know, Flint gets out there. You know, some of the bullfighters will get out and they'll joke around with them a little bit. You know, what's wrong with that? I think that builds character, you know. But these same guys, when they get brought down, they still have to show their emotion. And, you know, if it means taking their rope and slinging it down there and the camera catches it, hey, you know, I think it helps build their character a little bit and lets them know, hey, we're all human, you know. But that's just my opinion on it. We want to know what you think about it. Give us a call sometime during the show. We'll be happy to talk about it. And, you know, you can tell us what you think. You know, that was my big standout point, you know, of the week. I just really think that, you know, they've really been talking a lot about it. And it's just one of those deals that, you know, I mean, these things happen. But we're going to move on, man. You know, we've got the Tampa Invitational going on this next weekend. PBR is going to be down here in Tampa, right here in my own hometown. And don't think we're going to actually get out to the show. We'd like to. You know, we just got so much going on right now. We're actually looking to kind of move and get out on the ranch, literally, instead of, you know, being down here in the city area. We're going to kind of slot on down. We've got a good opportunity. We're going to move down to Myakka City, I believe, here coming up. So, you know, we definitely look forward to doing that. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to get down there. We're just not real sure yet. You know, one of the big things here in Tampa, they've got what they call the Gasparilla Parade going on. Saturday, traffic is going to be horrendous down there in that area. Hopefully the bull riders will be able to make it down there and they're not out there trying to catch beads from the pirates and all that from the parade going on down there. But big pirate parade going on down there. It's going to be a good time. I know the Cowboys, I'm sure, are going to have one heck of a time after the event Saturday night. Hopefully none of them get in trouble. We all know how Cowboys have a tendency to do that. You know, those guys will, you know, hopefully not be able to slip up you know, they'll behave themselves. Come down, though, and have a great time hanging out with some of the Tampa locals and some of the Gasparilla Parade guys. Be a lot of fun for those guys, too. You know, my big thing is I was looking at some of the draws. They do have the draws up on PBRnow.com. Caleb Sanderson's got Touch of Black from Renegade Rodeo. Now, this is kind of interesting. Now, Caleb is a Florida guy, been, you know, out of Kissimmee, has been riding down here for a number of years since he was a kid. Renegade Rodeo Company is also from right down here in Florida, just north of us a little bit. We actually did two of their events last year. They put on some great bull ridings. Eugene Carter did a great job down there, but he does have some good bulls. We've seen a lot of his bulls in the PBR when they're down this way. I look to see what he's got. You know, I don't think I've really seen much of these bulls here. You know, but Eugene does haul to a lot of the SSBR events down this way, as well as PRCA events. So, you know, there's a good chance we may have been able to see him, but, you know, we're going to see him, you know, Saturday and Sunday. If we're not going to be there live, we're going to definitely be able to catch it on Versus. So definitely look forward to that. And just that matchup between Caleb Sanderson and Touch of Black. You know, some of the events coming up, you know, they've got a lot of real good ones here. The Dickies Ironman Cowboy is going to be coming up from Texas here, and that's going to be coming up next month. And, you know, that's going to be an interesting matchup to see how they're going to play that out and see some of those matchups with these bulls and against some of these cowboys. If you guys have questions or comments, like I said, we definitely want to hear from you. You know, this show is for you guys. We want to know what's going on with you. We want to know what's going on with your opinions on the rodeos. You know, your opinions matter to us. And, you know, we'll definitely carry your opinions with us. You know, and we definitely want to hear them from you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide down, take another break. Y'all are listening to MakingAid.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
And Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. You know, we're talking a little bit about the Raw Seal Hour coming up this way, and, you know, I just can't help myself. You know, we talked with him earlier today. Now, this guy is hard to catch up with, but I think we're going to be able to get him on the line here. So we're going to give him a call here. You know, I got to find out what this guy has in order. This guy hasn't even told me what, you know, what his show is going to be about. So let's see if we can get him on the line right now and just find out what he's up to. Hang on with us. See if we can't get him on the line right here. Well, looks like we're having some issues right here. See if we can get him on now. Oh, man, oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, rodeo fans, we're going to work through this here. Not real sure what's going on, but we're going to redial this deal. All right, let's try it one more time.
Hello.
Ross Hill.
What are you saying, man?
Hey, it's Making Eight, buddy. You're live on the air, man. What's going on?
Oh, good, man. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, man, we've been talking about it for some time now, Ross, and I know you're a busy guy. You've been hard to get some reins on here, but we got a show coming up, man. We're going to do a show this Sunday, and Lord knows what we got in store, man. I'm almost a little nervous, Ross. What you got, man?
Is that this week?
That makes me nervous.
I'm trying to tell my first weekend. Anyway, yeah, I know, man. The whole thing is not getting me on, you know, a talking a point or wanting to hang out and visit. It's always getting me close to the internet or getting me close to, you know, some kind of source like that. So, but anyway, for the most part, man, good to have y'all. I'm looking forward to visiting some and to giving everybody a piece of muscle shows and kind of music history here. And for the most part, I really just want to do a relay of what we have here in the Southeast and the rodeos we go to and some of the bull riders, some of the upcoming stars, you know, that people wouldn't see that ain't on TV yet that you're looking forward to. And I'm going to try to put my picks in for the next guys on tour. So,
right on.
See how close I can get with that. But yeah, definitely got a bunch of stuff in store to present. And I don't know, just kind of play it by ear, you know. I'd like to take in a lot of questions. Like to take in an email request of how, you know, what people might want to hear about, and we can do like a 5-10 minute segment of questions and if we, you know, if we get any. So y'all feel free to go on and start emailing Scott some topics y'all want to hear about or some questions y'all want to know. That'd be efficient for leveling this show in a forward direction.
Well. Yeah, man, you know, that sounds definitely good. We want to let everybody know that they can give me an email, you know, throughout the week, and we'll definitely sit down and go over some good topics. And, you know, shoot, man, this is going to be your show, man. I talked with a lot of guys, you know, just actually had a conversation with old Rob today, and, you know, that old son of a buck, man, he was like, man, I got to tell you what, he said, I think you're stringing it out, man, putting Ross Hill on the show and giving him his own show for an hour. But, shoot, man, we all look forward to it. You know, the fans have been, you know, asking about it, and it's going to be one heck of a good time, man. We'll talk anything from politics to religion to whatever, man, right?
Yeah, I want to seek some of the questions of what people expect. I personally just kind of bounce a little bit. I got a criteria that I think I'm going to follow a little bit, and just kind of keep me on schedule, but it's going to be jam up. It's going to be different. We're going to throw a couple different things and get some questionnaires going, and I might even, you know, talk some history. I got a lot of old time guys that I think put forth a lot of knowledge in rodeo, and it's you know, it's good to hear their input on the show, and so I'm just looking forward to learning myself, you know, because until you branch out and hear what other people have to say, you know, you only have your opinions and views on stuff. So I'm going to start taking notes and seeing how much my opinions on things change as we go through, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I think it can only better better my life, and hopefully we can better some others in the same. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, it's definitely going to be interesting, and we'll definitely we definitely look forward to it, man. Now, I know you've been really busy out fighting bulls. Talked to you earlier this week, man, or this past weekend. You're out in South Carolina. What you got going on with some of the bullfighting?
Well, the UBF's is now deceased, and a good fellow friend of mine, Chad Ellison, has bought all the fighting bulls and started his own bullfight tour, the American Freestyle Bullfighter, and we're looking at working about 10 to 20 events. He'll probably have a in a range from 10 to 20 this year, and they're all amateur bullfights. I can get people entered, you know, and I say amateur, they're definitely professional bulls. Like, he's got some of the best bulls going, but he lets about anybody enter, so it's open. And but anyway, they're good deals to go to. I don't get to go to a bunch of them, but I'm definitely going to hit the good ones. The guy's got just great Mexican fighting bulls, and this weekend I win the deal. Evan Allard was there, and Dominic Miller from Canada was there. So it was a good time. Dominic got flipped by the Raging Cajun. That's my stag that I sold them boys. Picked me up and carried me in Lexington, Kentucky. Broke my knee brace and busted me in the mouth, chipped my two front teeth. So he's a handful, I'll say that. The other bull he had there, he had this little stag, one horn that Evan Allard fought. He handled him like a champ. Evan Allard's wearing long baggies now, kind of a tribute to Rex Dunn. And he said he's going to wear them from now on out until they make him not wear them. You know, if someplace says, no, you got to wear some, you know, if they have a dress for him. But he looked awesome in him. I ain't gonna lie to you, it was a shade of Rex Dunn fighting bulls. The next was, I fought a little bull, 287 was his number, and can't remember what they called him. Got a cool little name for him, but he was just jam up hot. I mean, just smoked that barrel. But anyway, finished out. I can't remember the scores exactly. I think I was wind up winning the average by 3 points. So it worked out real good. We had an awesome crowd over there. They had a bull riding. Some of these guys, it was the PBBA finals. That is the Bucking Bull Finals. And so it was just an all-around great event. A good friend of mine from Washington, Ryan Wilson, one of Rowdy Berry's proteges, come down, and I got him the protection in the deal, and he worked the cowboy protection, and I freestyled, and we brought the money home. So we did what we struck out to do.
Right on, man. Well, hey, speaking of Evan Allard, now, we had him on the show back a couple months ago when we was talking about going out and hitting Vegas, man. We haven't heard much from him since Vegas, and like, you know how he's doing. So when you get a chance, man, you get him on the phone, you know, give him a shot. Tell him we want to hear from him, man. Tell him to give us a call and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll have Evan on the show Sunday night. I'm going to do a tribute to the rookies that's coming up, two of my favorites that I feel like is contenders for world champions. One of them's already a world champion, and the other one's sure enough in the making. They was heads up this last year in the world championship, and Cody Webster took it home. So I'll probably have Cody Webster and Evan Allard on the show. Got to hit Rob Smith's a prank call, so I hope Robbie listens. I shouldn't have said that. Might have to change it up and hit Rob later if he hears that. So
that's right.
Keep Rob off air right there. Maybe he didn't hear it. He's too busy to make him listen, I'm sure.
You know what? I talked to him earlier tonight. It sounded like he was on the road, so we'll keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully he wasn't, and you know, wasn't tuning in. But yeah, we'll see if we can't pull something out for him, man. It'd be good times. But anyway,
so talk to me, Scott. What are you looking at?
No, man, I just wanted to say I really appreciate you calling in, buddy. You know, it's been good to hear from you, and, you know, I haven't seen you much since you were down here in LaBelle for the finals, and definitely look forward to getting out there with you again here real shortly.
All right, bud. Well, definitely I'm looking forward to Sunday. All the listeners tune in. If y'all want to hit anything for Scott here for the first week on the email, I would like to have one or two something to look at. So, Scott, would it count if I emailed myself?
What's that?
Yes, I said, would it count if I emailed myself? What if I just send in a couple questions myself so I know I got an email or two?
Hey, that's all right, man. If you want to do it, you'll do it. And if nothing else, I'll send you an email too, and we'll ask you some questions that way. How's that?
Well, I'm just looking for some crowd participation, man, and see what everybody wants to hear and what they're looking at.
We'll work on it, man. We'll work on it. We'll let them know and make sure they get on the horn and drop you an email. Drop me an email, and we'll get some good questions out there for you. All right, Ralph?
Tenfold, brother. Well, I tell you what, all I want to say is roll tide, and until Sunday, be blessed. Talk to you later. Bless me on a buck, big gummy. If anybody's got a good luck buck charm, won't you send it my way?
All right, man. We'll do that. Thanks for calling in, Ralph, and we'll talk to you on Sunday, buddy.
All right, see you,
bye. All right. All right, rodeo fans, there you had it. Ross Hill is going to be doing the Ross Hill Hour coming up. That's going to be Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Making8.com. So you'll have a chance to check him out. While we got a chance, we're going to slide down, take another caller, see who we can get out here. Making 8 Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, it's Alan Piven. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Alan?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just hanging around.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. Well, you know, for some of the rodeo fans that are tuning in, Alan Piven, we had an opportunity to hang out with him a little bit in Vegas. You know, he was our party liaison. He took us out, showed us a good time down there in Vegas. We got to see him ride some bulls down in LaBelle, Florida here a couple weeks ago. I kind of had a rough time down there, but from talking with you on the phone, man, sounds like you're kind of bouncing back a little bit, man. What you been out doing?
Well, we've been hitting the road again, man. We're back at it going strong. You know, the beginning of the year is when all them PBR touring pros are on the East Coast, and so it's a lot easier for us to hit those. So we've all saved our money up, and we're starting to go to those, and they have a Super Bowl series now that we've also been going to, and they're all 10,000 added events, real good deals. You know, they have, I think they used to be PBRs. I don't know what the deal was, but we've been going to those series too, and I actually placed at one of them this past week, and in Knoxville, it was like 85 or 85 and a half, something like that. Won a little bit of money. It's a pretty good little bull riding. And then I was in New York on Sunday, and just bucked off right before the whistle. I kind of fell in the wind and slapped them at 7.79, so didn't end up too great. But it was all in all a good weekend, though.
Well, you know, you can get, you know, that, I mean, you can get arrested for slapping around some ladies, man. They ought to start finding you or putting you in jail for slapping around some of them bulls. You've been doing that quite often lately there.
Yeah.
You know, that's no good.
I know. I need something. Maybe it'll make me learn, so I'll quit doing it.
That's right, man. Well, hey, we'll see if we can't get some law enforcement down there on standby just in case you slap them again. We're going to tell them that's abuse.
maybe not the law enforcement. We can keep them away from it. That'd be all right with me.
Alan, not a fan of the law enforcement guys.
Oh, I'm definitely a fan of the law, just not a fan of the law after me.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, yeah, we talked a little bit with John, your traveling partner, you know, Mr. Angelo. You know, this guy here, man, both of y'all guys been out traveling. Heard y'all, you know, kind of paired up with some of the
Canadian guys.
Yeah, right on, man. That's excellent,
well,
man. What do you think about them Canadian guys? They gonna come down here taking some of the money or what?
Well, I don't know. We kind of got a little thing going right now. See who's better, the Americans or the Canadians? The Canadians are up 2-1 right now, just as last weekend. But that won't be long. It'll change for sure this weekend. I know we're gonna stomp them in the ground.
Well, when I talked with John earlier, and he said he was really sore, man, because he had to carry you and him on his back.
Yeah, I hear you. He's one of those good little, you know, talkers. He's always got something funny and smart aleck to say, but you can't take everything he said with a grain of salt.
I hear you. Well, hey, we got some callers on the line, man. You mind taking some calls, see if we can't answer some bull riding questions here?
Go for it, man. I'm here. I'm just chilling out at the house.
I hear you, man. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. If you got a question, want to talk with some of the bull riders here, you know, feel free to jump on the horn and give us a call. Hang on. We got a caller on the line right now. Making 8 Radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you there?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Stetson. Is Alan there?
That's him. You got him, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, man, my name's Stetson. I seen you last weekend at Knoxville, man. That was a really jam-up bull ride you made.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it, man. Are you sure? What's this guy's name? Stetson? Are you sure it's do you know John Mastrangelo?
John Mastrangelo. Well, that's your traveling partner, right, Alan?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked with him earlier.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I thought I knew this guy on the phone. Where are you from, man?
Where am I from? I'm from Cleveland, Tennessee.
Cleveland, Tennessee. So you like bull riding, huh?
Yeah, I've been following it a little bit. I get on every once in a while. You know that, what is it, Southern Rust Stop Mike Moore?
Yeah, I know that. Sure thing, man. I'm riding a few of them every year.
Really? Yeah, I get on there. I go to his house every once in a while and get on some bulls up there. I don't know. I've been doing all right, but I was just wanting to, you know, see if you had any tips for me.
Nah, man. Well, I mean, you know, you just keep going. You always keep your hand closed, your chin tucked, and keep trying, man. That's the best advice I can give to anybody. And if you ever,
Alan, wait a second here, man. You telling him to keep his chin down and his hand closed. I sat here and watched you in LaBelle, and you couldn't do either one of them.
I know. I got to listen to my own advice, man. I know that's right. You know, practice what you preach. You know, but hey, it worked out this weekend. I sure enough did that, and it worked out. So I think we're going to keep going with that plan. Stick to the plan and keep doing the same old thing. Keep it simple.
No doubt, man.
Well, I do know somebody that you know who you ride like?
Who's that?
A guy named Justin McBride.
No, I don't ride like Justin McBride. He can ride bulls, but it's definitely not one of my idols.
He's not one of your. I heard you had a big thing for him, man. That's who you wanted to be like, Alan.
If I could ride bulls half as good as he could, then yes, I want to be like him in a sense like that. Other than that, nah, he's kind of out there, you know. He's a great, great bull rider though. Very good to watch and learn from bull riding wise.
All right. Well, that's about it, man. I was just wanting to talk to you, pick your brain a little bit.
Yep. It was good to talk to you, man.
Well,
all right.
Thanks for calling in and letting us know, man, what you think of Alan Pippen. You know, I mean, this guy here is a superstar, and something tells me he likes to sit around and play the guitar like Justin McBride does. I just have that feeling.
He's even got a cowboy hat that looks just like him. I thought it was him one time.
Now he's just pulling your leg. Now that's all he's doing. Now, I will tell you what, you better keep me away from the karaoke machine. I can't play a guitar, but I can sure play the karaoke, man.
Well,
he sings Justin McBride songs all the time.
Radio fans, just so y'all know, we got John Mastrangelo. We got Alan's family partner on the line with us right now. So these guys have been kind of having each other a little bit, and you know, we figured we kind of have some fun with them. But sorry to pick on you a little bit there, Alan. John,
I knew it was John.
Johnny Kelly, he's kind of started to give it away right off the bat when he recognized your voice, man. We got to work on you disguising your voice there a little bit.
I know. I've been with Alan for like 5 years traveling. He knows like every voice I could possibly make. So.
Oh man.
Well, if that didn't give it away, the Justin McBride sure enough gave it away, okay?
You know, we had to try to give you a hard time, Alan, man. I just appreciate y'all, both of y'all guys calling in, you know. And, you know, so, John, tell us what you think about some of these Super Bowl deals you've been out hitting, man.
The only one I ended up hitting was Knoxville, and it was a really good deal. I drew a calf of Murphy Ranch and Rodeos. He was right there in the gate to the left and jumped out a couple and came back around the right. I just didn't make the move I was supposed to make and just kind of hung there instead of kicking loose and going back to them. But they seem to be really good deals. I mean, the short round, there were five guys that rode a bull in the short round, and the short round bulls were just pretty good. I mean, there was a couple that were – it's kind of a little uneven, but they were 89.5 won the short round. Corey Atwell was on some bull. It was a pretty good deal, though. A lot of good bull rides in the short round.
Jam-up ride.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, man, you had a jam up ride down there in LaBelle, man, on the bull that actually turned out to be the 2009 SSBR Bucking Bull, the finals in Panda from B-Bar-B Bucking Bulls, man. You know, that was a really good ride that you had down there. Unfortunately, that was about it for the weekend, you know. But, man, as brutal, you know, as cold as it was down there, I think y'all were ready to head back up north, weren't you?
Yeah, it was actually warmer back up in our house in North Georgia than it was down there in South Florida.
Man, I'll tell you what, it was something fierce down there.
Somebody said they had snow, like in Melbourne, Florida?
Yeah.
Something like that down there that same weekend?
Yeah, all the way up the I-4 deal, man. It was definitely cold. You know, just north of it, Ocala area had it. It was definitely pretty brutal, man. But what are you guys up to next?
Well, we're going Friday. We're in Johnson City, Tennessee, is a PBR Touring Pro, and then Saturday off to Toledo, Ohio, for another PBR Touring Pro deal, and then. Next weekend, where are we going next weekend?
Saginaw, Michigan, both of us.
Saginaw, Michigan, yeah. So
okay.
We're traveling around, man. The beginning of the year, January and February and on into March, is the prime time for the guys to try to make the cut, you know, for the first cut of the PBR season, you know. And most of all, the touring pros are all on the East Coast, you know, anywhere from, you know, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, all the way up to New York, you know, and so they're really good and really close by, and they're not too far of a drive for us to go to them. So right now is the main time to be hitting them.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I think both y'all got the potential to be up there riding more frequently, and we look forward to watching y'all. And, shoot, man, I'd like to get out and travel with you a little bit if the missus will let me break away from Florida a little bit.
We'll get your permission slip signed.
What's that?
We'll get your permission slip signed so you can come out with us.
Yeah, I might need to, man. Well, I know we got a lot coming up here these next couple of weeks, but shoot, man, we definitely want to have have y'all back down here in Florida as well. So we'll keep tabs on y'all and let y'all know what's going on and try to get some things together here.
All right, well,
sounds
good, Scott.
Good, man.
Well, hey, y'all got time to take one break real quick, and then when we come back, we'll try to get some more callers on the line. What do y'all think?
Sounds good. That's fine.
All right, y'all hang tight, rodeo fans. You know, go refill your water bottles. We're listening to John Mastrangelo and Alan Pippen here, both of the guys from Georgia, traveling partners. We're going to sit back and talk to them here in just a little bit. We're going to take a short break, so rodeo fans, stay tuned. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We'll be right back.
Passion and pride.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. Actually joining us here tonight on the phone, we got John Mastrangelo as well as Alan Pippen. Two of the Southeast guys, you know, these guys have been riding some of these circuits down there at Sebra and SSBR and IPRAs and PBRs. And, I mean, these guys will get out anywhere when the money's right. So, hey, Alan, John, you guys still with us?
Still here, buddy.
All right, man. Hey, while we're on break, and I actually had to throw two songs in there. Usually I only try to do one, but I had to throw two in there because we had another caller on the line. Now, he was a little – he really didn't want to get on the air and actually talk or anything, but young bull rider, actually never ridden bulls before, looking to get into it and all, and said that he thought y'all were going to be up in Michigan this week. Is that correct?
No, Michigan will be next weekend. Yeah, Saginaw, Michigan next weekend.
Where in Michigan?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan. All right.
Yeah, so, just north of Detroit, probably about 100 miles. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what he wanted to call in and just find out what where you guys were going to be. He was looking to get out to a bull ride, and Oh, hey, you may get approachable. His name is Chris. I ain't going to give it out his last name or anything like that, but said that he was really interested in getting involved with rodeos and then trying to get out and do some bull riding or whatever. So if y'all see a guy out there come up to y'all, you know, now you know who it is. We'll make y'all celebrities here. What do you think?
You bet. I hear you. That's a good deal, man. We'll look for him.
That's fine with me. Just tell him to come talk to us up there in Saginaw if he comes up there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, hey, it looks like we got another call on the line, so we can slide down and talk to them. Hang on.
Awesome.
Megan A. Radio.
Hello?
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 Yes,
hey.
Sir.
Hey, this is MC from Orlando.
Hey, MC. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I got a couple questions for these guys.
Okay.
I'm kind of new to bull riding. You know, I'm from Orlando, and I was just gonna ask them what are some of the best associations to kind of get started in, just starting out.
Well, best thing, I mean, I don't know what age limit you're looking at. You know, if you're younger, you can the high school rodeo. Each state has a high school rodeo association
right.
for the
well,
younger guys to
well,
get started in.
Yeah, I'm out of high school, so.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got a couple of different places around the southeast. You have what they call the International Professional Rodeo Association.
Right.
They have some smaller rodeos down in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, way across the country, but they have plenty down around the southeast.
Right.
You've got the Professional Cowboys Association, the PCA, not PRCA, but the PCA. They have a few and a good bit down in Florida as well, and they're you know, they're a decent enough association where, you know, we'll compete at some of their events, but also it's not at the level, you know, that a new bull rider wouldn't want to start out, you know. So they're kind of on that level there, so it's amateur, you know. So.
Okay.
And,
well, I don't mean to cut you off, Alan, but MC, if you're also looking, you know, they've got what they call jackpot rodeos that go on down here in Tampa. Yeah, you know, the first third Friday of every month at Remington Roughstock, man. I'm sure they'd be happy to go down there. As a matter of fact, when we were down there doing a lot of their broadcasts and all that, you know, we had guys down there that had never ridden before. We'd actually loan them our bull riding gear and get them situated with some of the guys and, you know, kind of get them adjusted, introduce them to a lot of the guys. So, you know, if you're interested in getting into it, that would be a good place for you to go down there as well.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I've kind of got another question. This is kind of aimed towards John there. If you don't mind, can I ask you a question, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering, do you play any other sports such as, for instance, maybe soccer or something to kind of stay in shape, you know, for bull riding?
Yeah. I play soccer, a little bit of basketball, you know.
Soccer? Okay.
How you doing, Matt?
Matt Crenshaw.
This is John Strangelo. I seem to see you in a calendar somewhere, maybe called Barry Beefcakes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
how y'all boys doing?
Wait a second there, John.
What is this, another prank call here?
Oh man!
I seen a picture that's on somebody's Facebook. You know, kind of stretched out, trying to look good, or whatever.
You know what?
Loving on the soccer ball.
I seen the same picture, Scott. That was man.
That's amazing.
That's some guy that's trying to look like me. You know.
Sure. Dang, boy.
Man. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, for the fans that are listening in, we got Matt Crenshaw down here, another Georgia Cowboy, and this guy, you know, now I will tell you this. This thing was all in, you know, kind of coordinated today, last-minute deal. We said we get Alan Pippen to call in. We said, man, we got to play a joke on him or whatever, you know, got to mess with him. So I called up John and said, hey, man, we got to mess with Alan. Then I called up Matt Crenshaw and said, hey, man, we got to mess with John. So John had the perfect deal. And you know what, though? We absolutely love the picture, John. I think we're going to try to put it up on our website or something. That's going to be your profile picture. We're going to put John Mastrangelo, special guest. We'll put that profile picture up, man. What do you think?
Wow. I've got a lot better pictures.
I agree with you, Scott.
I got a lot better bull riding pictures we can put on there instead of that picture.
Really? Man, I'll tell you what, I think that picture's going to come back. Hey, you know, whatever it takes to get to a rodeo, I'm sure that's what it took, right? You had to do modeling, maybe pose for a calendar a little bit.
That was my side job, man.
John, I'm just going to let you know you're never going to live this one down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Right on, Matt. Well, I got to tell you, Matt, that was great, man. I appreciate you doing that. That worked out real well.
Anytime.
Yeah, definitely. Your voice was a little bit harder to tell at first than John's was. It took me a second to catch on, but I finally did.
Oh,
I caught on, too.
Yeah. Well, boys.
Right, and the initials, that was really good. That was unique right there, MC.
Yeah.
MC Orlando.
Right on, man.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Matt, definitely thanks for calling in, buddy. And,
anytime, man. Anytime, Scott.
Now, I know, Matt, we were talking earlier today. You said you're going to have some surgery on your arm before you get back out there on some of them bulls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm gonna see about getting another surgery on my shoulder. I already had one, and it didn't seem to help too good. So I'm gonna go for something different. So,
right on, man.
Start
well,
getting
hey,
back on.
Yep, want to definitely wish you the best of luck in that, and definitely stay in touch with us. Let us know how things are going. We look forward to getting out there and doing a little bit more partying with you guys, man. For the fans that don't know, Matt Crenshaw and Alan were the ones that went out to Vegas with us. We had a freaking rocking time down there, man. These guys know how to freaking live it up and have a good time. So
heck
we
yeah.
tore
what
Vegas
all about.
Down. That's right, man. We really did. We had a great time with you guys, and look forward to many more of them, man.
Heck yeah. Sounds good.
Matt, hey, man, we're going to let
night,
you go.
Good night, Scott, Alan, John. I will talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
See you.
All right, guys. Hey, man, sorry. We had to put that out there.
That was pretty good.
You know what I really like, though? I love how Alan was so involved and was really trying to help this young cowboy out. You know, that was just so impressive. Alan, you really have me going there, buddy. It kind of touched me. Almost drew a tear to my eye.
I hear you. I'm just trying to help, you know. I guess I'm just the target here tonight. I think that's what's becoming of me.
All right. Well, hey, I got to tell you, those are the only prank calls that I had lined up, I promise you. All right?
Yeah.
So if there's any more, honest to goodness, man, they're legitimate.
Yeah, what's your idea this time around, huh?
Yeah, if anybody else does it, man, it's on their own deal. But 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'll be happy to talk some more rodeo with y'all. You know, I don't want to hold you or John up right here, man, but I appreciate y'all jumping on the line with us in some rodeo.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
And honestly, during the break, we did have that guy out there. That was a real deal too, man. He just didn't want to come on the air. So
okay.
He's a young guy. Of course, I recommended, you know, looking into the Lyle Sankey Rodeo School, you know, as well as, you know, the Gary LaFeu School out in California. Now, this guy's up in Michigan, so I don't know if he'll be able to travel. But, you know, I know that, you know, Sankey puts many different
schools. Yeah, that's one thing, though. Gary LaFeu, he does, you know, he has the schools at his house where you can come out and do the training at his house, which is probably – the top of the schools you can go to right there. But also Gary travels around the summertime, and he probably does 40 schools, maybe 50 schools through the summertime where he goes all across the country. He has Michigan, South Dakota, Arizona, Georgia, Alabama. He does a bunch of them. So that's something to listen out for and look it up, you know, keep up with that.
You know what? And we definitely got to try to get in contact with him, you know, see if we can't get him on here and talk a little bit about his schools. You know, every now and again. Now, Alan,
sure.
I know you got his number, man. You have to get him on the horn.
Well, we'll try to do that next week, man. I'll give him a shout this weekend. We'll talk to him and see what we can't get lined up. I'm sure he wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, right on, man. That'll be great. That'll be great. Well, hey, guys, man, we're going to cut out here and let y'all get back to doing y'all's deal, man. I really
all
appreciate
right.
y'all taking the time to call in to us. And
I'm gonna come back and think of a good prank call for somebody next week. So we'll get back again next week. We'll have some more fun.
Yeah, right on, man. Let's do it. But all right, buddy. Hey, John, thanks for calling in, man, and, you know, playing along with us, man. We had a good time with it.
No problem, man. Just keep that picture to yourself. You know, that's all we got to do.
Well,
I hope he doesn't keep it to himself.
It's on your Facebook. You know,
hey,
so,
I didn't put it up there. Believe me, I didn't put that up there.
Rodeo fans, if you all are interested in checking out the John Mastrangelo calendar photo, you can check us out. He's got his Facebook on our page. Feel free to, you know, check it out. Go over and take a look at it. It's worth the price of admission, I'll tell you.
Oh, God. Oh, thanks for putting that out there, Scott. Appreciate that, buddy.
No problem, John, anytime. All right, guys, y'all take care, man. Ride safe this weekend. Call us, let us know how things are going.
Sure enough, man. You bet. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
See you, Scott.
Bye.
All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. That was Alan Pippen and John Mastrangelo from Georgia. Had a great time with these guys down at LaBelle. You know, I'll tell you what, it just doesn't end. You know, these guys know how to have a good time, and we always like doing it. So I want to thank Matt Crenshaw for calling in and, you know, definitely giving these guys a hard time. Worked out really well. It was just one of those little deals, man. You know, that's the rodeo business there. We got to laugh and cut up and have fun. So, and that's what this show is about. But we are, you know, on a serious note, we'll be happy to take your calls and sit back and talk some rodeo with you. 646-915-9940. We're going to wind things down, rodeo fans. If we don't hear from you here shortly, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the CBR stuff, you know, some of the PRCA. Phone lines are open, so if y'all want to sit back and give us a shout, talk with us, and get some bull riding answers, we'll be happy to talk some rodeo action with you. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Alan Pippen, and I'm hanging out here in Las Vegas with Making Eight.
I was laying around town, just spending my time. Out of a job and not earning a dime. When a fella steps up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes. Well, you figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I got one, he's a bad one to buck. You're throwing good cowboys, he's had lots of luck. He offers me 10 and he says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I cannot stand. The bronc never tried, boy, and never drew breath that I cannot ride. Daily stars plumb to death. Well, he says, get your saddle and I'll give you a chance. So we hop in the buckboard and drive to the ranch. And early next morning and right after Chuck, step out to see if this outlaw can buck. Well, down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old caballo strawberry roan. Had a little panniers that touched at the tip. He had a big 44 brand upon his left hip. He had spattering old legs and he had pigeon toes. Little pig eyes and a big Roman nose. You necked an old with a long lower jaw. Well, I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I got the blind on him with a terrible fight. I cinched on the saddle and I girded it tight. And then I stepped on him and I pulled down the blind. Look out, boys, he's gonna unwind. He bowed his old neck and I'll say he unwound. To quit living down there on the ground. Went up to the east and came down to the west. With me in the saddle just doing my best. Well, he's sure a frog walker and he heaves a big sigh. He only likes to wing for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. About the worst bronco I've seen on the range. He could turn on a nickel and give you some change. Came down on all fours, turned on his side. I don't see how I kept from losing my hide. Well, I lost my stirrup and I lost my hat. I was pulling at a leather just blind as a bat. With one phenomenal jump, he made a high dive and set me a-winding up there in the sky. body flips and I come down to earth. Sat there cussing the day of his birth. Well, I know that there's ponies that I cannot ride. Some of them living, they haven't all died. But I bet you $10 ain't no man alive who can stay on old Strawberry when he makes his hide die.
City lights in Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. You know you wanna win the round, but when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chair. Yeah.
A rodeo's just a rodeo. After riding several years from old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen.
Back in 05, $1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in, said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear.
That's right. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. as well as a bunch of other guys. We've had a lot of fun here tonight talking with some of these guys. We definitely want to thank John and Alan and Matt for calling in and, you know, letting us give them a hard time. Also want to thank Ross Hill, you know. Got to tell you, Ross Hill show is going to be coming up Sunday night, you know, going to be 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so y'all stay tuned. You know, he's going to have his own layout. It's going to be his show. And, you know, who knows, man. We're just going to have a lot of fun with it and, you know, let Ross do his thing. You know, he says he's got a lot of stuff working on, so we'll see what he's got. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. And, you know, we actually had to throw that little compilation from Vegas. You know, we kind of put that together at the end of last year when we were out there. And, you know, the reason why is because we got a lot going on. The April 16th and 18th, or 16th through the 18th, the PBR is going to be out in Las Vegas for the PBR World Cup. And, you know, another deal, the CBR is going to actually be out there March 26th and 27th. And, you know, that really brings up an interesting deal there. And, of course, they're going to be right there where we were at the South Point Casino. And, you know, that is a great facility down there. You know, just really beautiful. Really enjoyed being down there and being able to broadcast from there. Not a bad seat in the house. So, rodeo fans, if you're anywhere near that Vegas area, March 26th and 27th, you definitely want to make your way on down to the South Point Casino. You know, it's going to be one of the biggest payouts as well for stock contractors. You know, it's an opportunity for these guys. And, you know, from the looks of it, they're forming up a team to, you know, a bull team. And, you know, these stock contractors are going to be competing throughout the season. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for those guys. And, you know, really, you don't give a lot of these guys, the stock contractors, a lot of credit. You know, of course, Making Eight, you know, really does, and we really enjoy being affiliated with one of the stock contractors, is one of our sponsors down here in Florida, B-Bar B Buck and Bulls, as well as Winding Trails Ranch. You know, they've got a great facility, and we enjoy going out there. Matter of fact, we're heading out to their place tomorrow and going to take a look at some of their bulls out there and do some videos, and, you know, y'all make sure to check out their website. You know, they've got a great, great facility down there, and they've got a lot to offer you as rodeo fans even, you know, if you're interested. You know, they've got, you know, cattle dogs. They've got, you know, horses down there from all kinds of breeds of horses. So they do have a great facility, and want to let you all know to get on over to MakingEight.com. You can check out their websites. They're posted on ours. So, but anyways, back to the stock contractors. You know, I think the CBR has put together a pretty good deal. You know, and really, I think it has a lot, you know, like Rob Smets put together this bullfighting invitational for these, you know, these bullfighters. And, you know, they're really starting to take off. You know, Ross Hill will tell you about them. You know, they've got these big payouts for these guys, and they deserve it. You know, it's well deserved for them to be able to coordinate and you know, have an event for themselves where the money is so good for them, you know, that they can actually make a living at it. So it's a great opportunity for them, but as well as these stock contractors, you know, and these payouts that these stock contractors are getting, you know, they're going to turn around and invest it back in their bulls and back into their animals, make upgrading their facilities, that type of thing. So it's a good opportunity for them. So anyhow, that's our Vegas bit. You know, like I said, definitely had to send it out. You know, of course, we got Alan and Matt Crenshaw on, and we were out there with them. Had a great time with them as well. Did have an opportunity to talk with Rob Smets earlier this evening. Now, this guy's got a lot in the works right now. Looks like he's heading back down here to Florida next month. Going to be back down here the 6th and 7th doing some announcing for the Southern States Bull Riding. So definitely look forward to hopefully getting a chance to run into Rob down there. And, you know, it's going to be a great time. So just one of those deals, rodeo fans. You know, there's rodeos everywhere, and we want to hear what's going on in your area. So if you guys have rodeos coming up, got something big you want to talk about, jump on the horn, give us a call, 646-915-9940. If you're not into being behind the radio, you know, or being, you know, on the air, you can always jump on the chat room, give us a call there. We are on the Blog Talk chat room. I do believe you have to register, though. That's kind of what we're finding out here tonight. And, of course, you can always reach us on the Facebook, as well as we're also on Yahoo Messenger. If you want to pop up, you can shoot us an email. Our email is posted up. give us a call, give us an email anytime. We'll be happy to answer your questions. If we can't answer them, we're certainly going to find the right person to answer those questions for you. You know, it's kind of what we want to do here. We want to put you in the position. And, you know, we had some callers calling in tonight asking some questions, and that was really good. You know, like I said, my recommendation for a young cowboy looking to get into the sport, get to a Lyle Thank You Rodeo School. He does put on one of the best, you know, operations. He has a great team that he has assembled and locations all over the U.S. to put on these schools. So it's a great opportunity for anybody. You know, when I first went out there, I went to Lyle Thank You School first. First time I'd ever gotten on a bull was in Homestead, Florida at his school. And, you know, I said whether or not I actually carry this out and pursue it as a long-term career or that type of thing, you know, which, you know, I was able to rodeo for 5 years. So, you know, I mean, that says something. But and in those 5 years, I was able to ride in the PBR, you know, on the Enterprise Tours and that type of thing. So it was a good opportunity for me. But I knew that if I was going to do it, I needed to learn from the best and be in the safe environment. Lyle Thank You School was definitely that. So, rodeo fans, if you guys are interested, you know, like I said, we're available all week long. You know, different call-in number, but you can always reach me on my cell phone. We've got our number posted on our Contact Us page, so slide on over. You know, feel free to jump over there. Give us a call. Shoot us an email. We'll be happy to hear from you and answer your questions. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We've had a great show. Look forward to being back on the ranch next week. You know, we got a lot going on. Actually, we got another caller, so we're going to jump on down and see if we can't see who we got out here, see if we can't say hey to them. Making A Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who we got out there? Oh, maybe they got the wrong number. Hey, that's part of the show, you know. Our call-in numbers are an awful lot alike, I guess, but 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. If we don't hear from you, we're going to take a short break, see if we can get some more callers on the line. We come back, we'll kind of close things out. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch.
PJ Carter, and y'all are listening to MakingEight.com.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos and we roll. Cowboys like us. Sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us. Sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such.
This is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smith Show on MakingEight.com.
Full time. Hey, this is Matt Crenshaw from Georgia. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. Here to take your call, 646-915-9940. Time's running short or running low. If you want to get on, now's the time. Get on there, get us a call, 646-915-9940. Well, you know, just real quick, we're going to talk a little bit about the PRCA. You know, they've been putting on their Western Stock Show over there in Colorado. And, you know, actually getting reports that attendance has been down about 10% from last year. And, you know, I mean, that raises a lot of questions for me as to, you know, it's only 10% granted, and they are fascinating events. I love going out to PRCA deals. But, you know, the thing of it is what's it going to take to get them back on top? I mean, you know, can they do it? What's it going to take? What are your opinions on it? 646-915-9940. Like I said, time's running short. If you want to talk about anything that we've talked about or then some, you know, we'll be happy to answer questions and, you know, sit back and talk some rodeo with you. We're going to break down and play one more song, rodeo fans. If we don't hear from you, we're going to close things out for the night. Want to thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. She's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. It's a job, do it, put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. First, he don't have to drive, and then he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. Simple solution, just about anything.
Hi, everybody. This is Dustin Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. Once again, you're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Had a great show. Definitely want to thank all our guests for calling in, and make sure y'all tune in next week. Now we're going to be back on the ranch. I believe it's going to be next Wednesday. Oh, have to check our schedule on that one. You know, if it's not next Wednesday, you know what? I really believe it's going to be next Wednesday. We're going to be back on the ranch next Wednesday. If you miss us, don't worry about it. You know, make sure you check our website. We'll definitely post up when the show's going to be. But, hey, don't forget Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have the Ross Hill Hour debuting right here on MakingEight.com. You're not going to want to miss this show. It's going to be a great opportunity to sit back, talk some rodeo, talk some Western stuff. And, you know, who knows what Ross has got in store. So if you guys have any questions or any topics y'all want to talk about within rodeo or whatever, shoot me over an email, scottmesick@makingeight.com. You can, you know, find out all the email addresses I have. I have three of them. I check them daily. Make sure you jump on over. Send us an email. Ask us questions or send us a topic idea that we can talk about on the Ross Hill Hour. And that's going to be this Sunday. So, rodeo fans, until then, stay tuned to MakingEight.com. Keep checking the website. We always post up new and exciting things. You never know what we're going to have. Who knows? We may even post up that John Mastrangelo calendar photo from that we were talking about tonight. So, I don't know if he's listening or not. If he is, he's probably going to shoot me, but we'll see what we can do. He may be taking it down off his Facebook here real quick. But all right, rodeo fans, until Sunday night when we're back here with Ross Hill and the Ross Hill Hour, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to MakingEight.com.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this sunny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that bull kid rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross told me, find your road blueberry wine. So tonight sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his trough clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the
old dirty sack. So tonight I'm going out drinking, hanging out with my friends in sunny Lippert, playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's mine. We got
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.